Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll stop reading other people's work. I don't do a very good job, but remember, listen, little man, it is something you need to go to a website and read it for yourself. And you'll see a person coming from Germany writing the things that need to be said, but not giving you the solution, but trying to tell you what's wrong with you. And the most difficult thing is for one of your founding fathers, that the most difficult thing you can do and the bravest thing you can do is to tell your friend what's wrong with him. That's right. So here I am, like Mr. Reich, who I was talking about the first part of the program, who died in prison, and because he came here to try to get Americans to see it. He wrote this book, Listen, Little Man, and I can tell it, smell it from a distance. Media got into him and gave him a bad name, and you all believe that he's had a bad name. You all believe he was wrong, and the government came in, and 6 tons of his books were burned. This is America. He probably never knew that that was the case. And then he went crazy. He was a brilliant scientist. He did some crazy things, he admit. I imagine being with Hitler Germany. But he ran away from it just before the First World War, excuse me. And he came to America and wrote this book. And the book is absolutely astonishing. And if you go around looking for articles about that, they think that he's a bad guy. But he wasn't a bad guy. He was a bad guy one time and then realized his own thinking was wrong. And he was able to look at his own thinking and began to see it, look out on the horizon, seeing that every population eventually loses their freedom if they ever get it back, like we got it. What makes us shine like a light is that our forefathers fought for freedom. But but this man who came from Germany, Mr. Reich, I can't even remember his name. He's a scientist. I've lost my information on my screen, so it doesn't matter. It's called Listen, Little Man. That's the book. It doesn't cost anything because it's a long time ago. He's dead. But his writing isn't dead. You can read it. It's very similar to mine, except it's very similar, except my book, for example, The Hypnotic States of Americans. That is saying it. That's my book, The Hypnotic States of Americans. You are existing without knowing what you're doing, without understanding where your thoughts come from. Let me give you an idea. That my kids mixed up here. I have to put tags on them. I got so many grandkids. Alan did the show, a Sunday morning show for a couple of days, and tonight I'm replacing it with mine. Not because it's any good, because I got something to say quickly. It's got to be said. And it will be you'll be able to hear it and watch it till Sunday. Until next Sunday, I do my program again. So tonight, I want to speak to you on Obama and betrayal and there's another word in the three words I gave my Sunday morning conversation to you, which was done this Sunday, but because David was already Alan was slated to do it, but the program on last Sunday was so unusual. Well, unusual. That I wanted to make sure that you see the body language of Obama. That's basically what it's all about, his body language. And how he can manipulate you through it. And how it will take you to the end of your freedom. And it's essential that you understand that most of you do not have your own thoughts, even though you may think you have your own thoughts. But sooner or later, you come a crashing down because you all suffer from anxieties and fears, and it's illustrated with all the drugs you take, legal or illegal. Even taking an aspirin leads you to not to see the problem of being impatient with your kids. See? So therefore, being impatient with your kids creates a problem with your kids and a problem of guilt inside yourself where you didn't know where it's coming from. And pretty soon you'll need more than aspirins. Okay, be right back.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So let me continue talking about loving your enemy. And the present war with ISIS terrorists has all the earmarks of guidance by sophisticated Russian psychopolitical warfare experts. And it fits in with what I was saying in the first part of the program, that the common man, the democratic common man, is weak and does not know that he does not have his own thoughts, and he trusts experts instead of his own understanding. If you had understanding, you don't trust experts. I can show you how Alan gives an example on his yesterday's program, and tomorrow tonight I'm going to be replacing him, not because he did a bad job, he did a very good job, but I want to get this message out as soon as possible. Time is passing very quickly, and you will not survive civil war, you won't survive martial law, you won't survive Obama and the messages of his behavior. What I mean by that means he has body language. And he has not only has body language, where a person with an inner eye can tell. So he's not as nice as you think he is. He's only nice because he rises to the occasion of your need. Just like a dope pusher rises to the occasion of your need. Just as you get love in all the wrong places. It's only because the tendency is for you to look for love from hell. Love from hell, from people. If you look to love into the world, all you're doing is getting a parasite. And you can elect a parasite. And you can feel guilty about it. He'll give you. He will love you. He will validate your wickedness by loving you. Can you imagine validating your stupidity, your program, validating your program, and it's not you, but you have an anxiety? You think you have an anxiety when it isn't you. But you, because you lived with that so long as a Christian or Jew or a Muslim, it doesn't make much difference, or a bully or a murderer. All these ideas come from some place. But you think as your own, you have no thoughts of your own, the chances are. And you feel anxiety. And everybody who has no the thoughts of his own may, for a while, be confident in his thoughts. Or her thoughts I say to you, sooner or later, you're going to have anxiety. And in your anxiety, you can go two ways. Say, what's the matter with me? Why am I anxiety? I'm doing all these good things to people. And people like me. Or they don't like me. So I hate them if they don't like me, but I feel guilty, so I don't think I'm doing enough loving. And so you do more for people, and pretty soon you feel exhausted, full of anxiety. Damned if you reach what you want, whether it's love or power or stuff or sex. Something will always rise and play the role. And not being wicked themselves can't help themselves to being appeasing to you. So you're going to get appeased because they want something to you, so they will love you. But there won't be real love because they expect something of you in exchange for loving you. And in America, it's your soul and your freedoms. And you don't see it. 800-866-8883. You know what? I'm criticizing my fellow Americans. And maybe you need an entertainer. And I see the best. My daughter is in the entertainment business. And she has cooking shows. And she has animals and lions and tigers. Oh, my. And she travels with this with 100 people. And she has a big business. And the most difficult life is for people, the worse things got, the more depression there is, the more people spend money. Their business gets bigger. Entertainment gets bigger when there's recession, when something's wrong with you. And you spend your money freely to be free from the pain of anxiety. And you give your kids the things that, you know, you go to the fair and you spend money galore. That's what my daughter experiences every day. They just love to spend the money in the worst times. Entertainment wins because it's distraction. And distraction is just what the enemy needs to take you over. And the distraction is a drug. So whatever form the distraction takes is a drug. Love is a drug. Getting stuff that you don't really need to make you feel better is a drug. Sex can be a drug. Eating can be a drug. Fill the emptiness. It's how you fill the emptiness. And the emptiness is all the same to everybody, except you come up with different ways of doing it. So one is a drunk and one is a fatso. If I say you're fat and ugly, you are. If I say fat and ugly and you're going to lose your limbs and you're going to have a heart trouble because you don't like, because you love food, what's wrong with loving food? You don't love food. You're addicted to it, but you can't, but you think you love the food and the food loves you. You love the feeling. That's all there is. And slow, you're dying. Then you have diabetes and you have doctors and they have become enablers and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, meanwhile, all this is going on, and then some, you're beginning to afraid to be who you are. You're beginning to be afraid to wake up and see the mess that's coming down the road. And you would see the clouds of war and slavery coming. I can see it. But you go on eating, drinking, smoking. And when you do see it, it's harder for you to deal with it. You can't even deal with your own problems. You're out of control with your thoughts. You're out of control with your diet. You're out of control with your drugs. You're out of control, but something is in control. Something wants you to be out of control. And the tendency is for you to call upon it, and it will rise, especially in politics. That's why you get some really bad ones. Because with the people that rise to the occasion if you need the drug look like a good person. You're addicted to him, but you think addiction is love. But that draws you, that draws what seems like love, so you're drawn to the wrong person when you're married. you were drawn to the wrong person in marriage, and when you wake up, you know, one morning, losing a battle, you didn't know you were fighting. You don't. How do you? You fight each other. You part. The cool kids don't have anybody, only have the mother. Or maybe the father, I don't know. It needs to be a family union, doesn't it? Divorce is, you know, getting up to 80%. It's terrible. It's 80%, it's almost 80% amongst black people, and it's about 70% with whites. It's almost as bad. We've lost our way. Our solutions is our disease. The solution is the disease. So if Obama, if you love him and you elect him and you don't read his body language, I do, because that's the secret of it. That is the secret of the beloved ones of God. They give you to see what other people don't see and perhaps love. They're drawn towards a person who has that kind of poisonality. The word is personality, but it's called poisonality. And Obama is a poison, a poisonality. When he said to you, he's going to bring fundamental transformation, you all cheered. You all thought it was love, a lift. Hooray! Idiots. Do I expect you idiots to support me? No. How can I survive without you appreciating what I just said? Having the courage to say to you, look within. Let me show you how what it means to be still and know what I'm speaking about. I can't teach you anything. You have the ability to see as well as perceive. The eyes you have is the eyes of an animal. The brain you have is the brain of an animal. And so it must have a master. There's a name for that, for the person who does the radio show, TV show. It is a name. He does the name. There's an animal. What's the name, David? What's the name of that person who does the animal show and fixes the animals and the owners can't fix themselves? The dog whisperer. That's him. I haven't seen him for a long time. You see, you have a little puppy, and the puppy's tearing up the house. But the mistress of the house who loved has the puppy. She doesn't know what to do. She lets the puppy eat the house. Of that puppy needs a dog whisperer. It needs to be governed, and it's hungry for direction from the strongest in the pack or the smartest in the pack. It doesn't have it. It runs amok. And when the dog whisperer comes in and picks it up and holds it firmly, it struggles. But the woman is so entangled with the animal that's being held firmly by dog whisperer, she starts to, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. Was not hurting him, being firm with him. He's actually loving the dog and being a correction to the dog and bringing order to the dog. As a human to a dog, does it better than a dog does it to a dog. So you understand that because human, there's something about your humanness that has a double set of eyes. One is metaphysical, one is physical. The physical light shines from the sun or from some light source. Okay? We understand that. We see where we're going. And the animal sees where it's going and doesn't understand. Its mind is programmed genetically. So you buy a dog that rounds up sheep, or you buy a dog that scares away bad guys. Whatever quality you want, there's a dog for that. programmed to a master. I say to you, you are programmed to the master, a dark master. Nearly every one of you, and do not know. Let me give you an example about what Alan said on the program, if you watch it. Oh, just to give you, be right back. A Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the website is fhu.com. Please support my program. It's essential that this program lasts as long as it can to save you with the truth that will set you free. Be right back.
Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran, an active-duty military person that you'll never meet, have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
Hello? My son David is saying I'm alive and I didn't know I was alive. Hello, I'm coming back from death. Let me see. So anyway, this is important. The Bible says, be still and know. I keep mentioning these over and over again because new people are listening all the time. And this must be understood, that you have an intuition unlike a dog and a cat and a mouse and a flea. Unlike any of them, you have eyes to see, but you have intuition. The animal just barely learns much except being more of an animal, successful in being an animal. Human beings have a light within them that is a different master, a different dog. What was his name? What is their name again, David? Dog. Yeah, a dog whisper, a different whisper inside you, a different energy, and it's a light that shines out through your eyes or through your body language. It's everywhere. Through the eyes, you can see what Obama meant by fundamental transformation. Hooray! I said it's downward. The difference between me and you is you have lost your perception in your stupidness and foolishness and your ways of life and all your bloody excuses and all the wrong kind of friends, fiends, etc. And all the anxieties of your way of life that you think is yours, but you've never had your own thoughts from almost the day you've been born. Let me give you just one little example about this. Alan was talking on the show yesterday. I'll be doing it tonight. And the subject matter is the treacherous body language of Obama, martial law, and dictatorship with yours truly. And you need to go tell all your friends about this. You may get to see it tonight at 9 p.m. or it may start at 8 p.m. when many times I just do 2 hours and then give you an old program when you don't know the difference because you're not calling anyway. So what I'm, again, I just want to get back to the subject of being able to see through the light just shines out of you, not by the phosphorescence that shine into you. So you've got two forces The Light of the Sun, S-O-N. And the Light of the Sun, S-U-N. Clear? And one is intuitive. One is prompting thought, your mind from within. Be transformed through your mind from within. Don't you get it? That is what the politicians don't want you to get. They put your kids to sleep in school through traumatizing them and pressure. I could tell you some stories about teachers who did that to my kids. Alan, I'm speaking with you. I got so many kids, sorry. So the treacherous language, the treacherous body language of Obama, he doesn't seem to care. He seems to love you. And there are people that love him because he rises to the occasion of their need, but we and the individual free people don't need him. We want him to work for us, not us work for him, be enslaved to him because some group are enslaved. Those of you who get stuff from him are enslaved. That's why you love him. It's because your need is growing from like a drug addict. And he has to take more and more from us to give it to you, you scumbag, you listening. Okay? Yeah, so you have a right if you have a real serious problem, but not if you're just a wasteful, which you are, you scumbag, you listening to me. You like him, you're not American. Sorry. You know, you don't have intuition. You got his. You're playing footsies with the devil, and you better not mess with us, who are able to see now. But so look how easy it is for you to be deceived. How long it takes the lying? Those who've aided and abetted the raising of this rascal. You say you called your president. The president is a place, and therefore it's a state. I honor the state, but not the person. So it is the station, and the father is a station. In a manner of speaking, it is a sacred place. But there's a person who occupies that state. See, and they're two different things. So, he's president, but he's not a good president. He's a bad president. He's basically a liar. And you love lies. Don't you love the lies from your friends? Don't you think your friends love you the way you are because it makes them feel good to make you worse than him or enjoy the pleasures of evil and stupidity and follow the dark road? As you go down together, hey, diddly-dee, the nectar's life for me, that kind of thing. This is what most of you are, with your drugs and your alcohol. And voting pot into, what does it call it, recreational drug? Are you crazy? I mean, the ISIS is chopping its lips, waiting to get to you. This country is finished. Unless you see you're finished. Unless you see you're so broken. And you don't know what the hell to do. But the only good thing that's have left is the Second Amendment, right? It won't be long before they're coming around and taking your guns away one by one. What will you do then?
Yeah, take my gun, Mr. whatever your bloody name is. See? Take it.
I hope it's not that way. It's time for you to wake up. But you can't wake up without being conscious. That's what the lady was talking about earlier, but she couldn't express herself. I mean, consciousness is given to you by intuition. The intuition is a tuition from within. You got it, right? It is knowing without knowing why you know. Now, you can also think you know without knowing you know, but because you've been taught or you've been pushed. I want to tell you a little story about Alan. He knows I love to go sailing. I'll just hold it right there. The address of please support Foundation, please. Support it because the reason why you're hearing it, because others have been helped and that money is helping you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 9.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, Alan was sitting in for me a couple of days, and I'm better now, so I'm going to insert what I did on Sunday. and take his place because I've got something very important to tell you. And if you go to my website tonight for the Sunday morning conversation, at least by 9 o'clock midnight, 9 o'clock, not midnight, but 9 o'clock West Coast time, the last Sunday's show will be in place of Alan. But I want to tell you, the title of the subject matter is The Treacherous Body Language of Obama, Martial Law and Dictatorship. And then it's showing on YouTube from 6 p.m. But it will be tonight, it will be 9 o'clock, I believe, for tonight. At FHU.com and share it with your friends. DVD, CD, and MP3s download also available. As Sunday Conversations is number 8645. But it'll be up there tonight. And it is November the 30th. And it will begin at 9 or 8. I'm not quite sure. But 9 o'clock for sure, because you can intercede any time you want to. You can start the program. And that's what it's all about, the treacherous body language of Obama, which follows martial law and dictatorship. There will not be. You've only got a little while to pluck this turkey as soon as you can, in a proper way, all at one, one for all. All right. And so, but I'll show you, I'll demonstrate to you that you're not having, do not have thoughts of your own. And I wanted to explain to you when I didn't have thoughts of my own, but it is not as bad as yours. And Alan yesterday, in the last, you can still hear him up to 9 o'clock this evening, West Coast time. So, and watch him on videos. It's my show, and he took over for a couple of days, and he did a nice job. But in that show, he reminds the audience and me while I was watching that he knew that he loves to go fishing with me out to the islands, 20 miles out, and we catch nice big fish. And I did that with my family, but him especially. So when he was about 7 years old, he says to the audience, I thought to myself, I love my dad. I want to give him something. What can I get him? So I know what. He's got the sailboat, but he doesn't have a repair for the sails in case they tear. He was always thoughtful, so he goes out with his own money. You know, I hardly ever give them anything. They just get it themselves somehow. And then they're very businesslike when they're swapping, things like that. They all learn to be very businesslike, and they're very good at it. But in his young life, he came to me and he says, I want to give you something, Dad. So he gives me this kit with the big needle and special flax, I don't know what it is, but special kind of mending equipment. Thread, strong, hold the cell together. I said to him, that's very nice, Alan, and you don't think you remember everything exactly, but it had a very big effect on him, what I did. I said, you know, Dad wants you to keep your money, you don't have a lot, and build it up and make it work for you. But in his little mind, he felt rejected. Now, I didn't mean to reject him or hurt him. I never forgot the moment, for some reason, because it wasn't pure. But I thought it was, but it wasn't. And he grew up not wanting to help people because he began to be programmed by that. So he grew up selfish and naughty for a while. And then he got broke. And then he came round again, and he's back now with an understanding talking about it on Sunday morning conversations. He says, see what a little tiny thing my father caused me to do. I was offended. And when he was offended, he got angry, and he began to affect him. So he'd always be selfish. See that? And it brought him to no good. And he freely admits that. But that's a little thing. It's huge. Don't you see how little it takes to change the course of a person's life? My fault. I remember the moment. Obviously, it must have burned in my head somewhere. Because I don't remember all the things I say to my kids, but I remember that one. And I'm glad he brought it out. now he's, as he brought it up, he tells the audience he's okay with it now. He still loves his dad. But he's not, he sees it, and I see it, and he sees the smile on my face, you know, watching the show, his show, when I put, gave him the opportunity to give it. Everybody thought about, you know, things. And it was a good show. But now I'm back in the saddle again. So let me come back now, how simple it is to hurt your feelings as a kid. How simple. I'm a good dad. I didn't mean to hurt him, but I did. That's how subtle it is. I'm trying to help you catch it. These little things that become big things. It's a little circumstance. Like the little girl. She's going to be wonderful. She's going to be, her name is Maggie. Hello, Maggie. She's probably listened to me on all these programs. And she calls sometimes. It's just beautiful. But for my newer listeners, please listen to this one. She says, Grandpa, I'm not a grandpa, I'm just a friend of the family. I knew her mother when she was 4 years old, raped by her a stepfather. And with mother looking on, she's a witch. Grandma, real witch. I mean, a genuine one, but not much hope for that one. And she's trying to get at this little seven-year-old kid's mind. So she calls Grandpa, me, and she says, if somebody wants to give you a gift, Grandpa, is it okay to say no? I said, if you can stand your ground and not get angry, and you feel the pull, yes, I do feel the pull. That's what the children can see, that once the pull is pulled, you get pulled in, you don't feel the pull anymore, you just becomes an addiction to anything, even your behavior, there's nobody there. And you fight your own behavior and you get worse. There's no end to it except repentance, something like that. We'll go into that later on. Redemption at the end of your life when you're fed up with what, trying to fix yourself and realize that you're the voice in your head and your behavior is not you. And that's the reason why you can be politically motivated, because you're living in a hypnotic state called trauma. Even Alan had that trauma. He had the trauma because I said, Alan, you know, you should save your money, and that doesn't need that. You just be, you know, just make some money with this and take. He wanted to give it to me, don't you see? I blocked his love. And he spoke about it on the show. You might see it the last time this evening before my other show goes on. Which is the subject matter is the 30th day of November, and it's the treacherous body language of Obama, the martial law and dictatorship, and I'll add a few extra words to come, and it's going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be share it with friends, DVD, CD, and MP3 downloads, also available. Sunday morning conversation is 8645. My glasses don't work too good. I'm not a young man anymore. But I still love it. Oh, that's good. You got one for yourself, David?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, cuss me out.
No. It actually, I've never had the problem that you described that Alan had.
Yes.
But when I was around 3.5 years old, you know, I had an accident when my fingers was cut off.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
And, you know, when it happened, I didn't have any sense of who to blame or whatever. I just dealt with it from a little kid's point of view. But later in my life, I heard you tell a story about how something told you, I think you were going to go get a haircut.
That's correct.
And something said to you, no, don't go get a haircut. Go home. But you didn't.
That's correct.
But you know what? I didn't have the inkling of resentment or anything. You know what I realized?
What?
I learned from you that if I get that inkling, I should listen to it.
You learned the message from that. In other words, it had a positive effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I learned that when something tells you do or don't, you shouldn't necessarily second guess it. You should just maybe say, I can be obedient to that warning, and you'll never find out what you would have missed.
I had to learn from mistakes. about that little thing, that the intuition that talks to me. I was actually, I could, the last time it happened was on the that big ship boat we had, the 43 footer, remember?
Yep.
I forget the name of it. It's huge.
Hans Christian.
Hans Christian, yes. It's a world class boat to go anywhere.
Yeah, that. Beautiful.
And we enjoyed it very much. And I made a profit on it, so actually I traded for a house. Anyway, oh, you hear me cackling, it's like a miser. It's terrible. Anyway, so I'm cleaning the deck with a brush and soap and a little bit of stuff to clean up the wooden decking, which is,
yeah,
it's a very special kind of decking. I forget what timber what was made. Anyway, something says, put your shoes on. Put your
deck shoes.
Yeah, my deck shoes. And I didn't. And I fell immediately and almost broke the back of the spine, right?
Yeah.
Where you sit.
Yeah.
And I really realized that I've got to listen to those little intuitions. Because if I don't, something bad happens. And if I don't put it aside and listen and see the real sensibleness of it, there's also some sensibleness about it. Putting your shoes on the deck, your plimsolls, what do you call them? Anyway,
deck shoes.
Yeah, deck shoes. It makes sense. You're gonna slip. It made sense. It was something that's saying, be sensible, put it on. It talks to you. Ignore it. I'll finish cleaning the deck. No. I just remember the story about a piece of glass. So it goes on to that piece of glass. I was walking to Vaughn's from the house near the ocean.
Yeah.
One evening and it was a little dim, dark, it's getting dark, and a big piece of glass is in the street, and I walked right past it, and suddenly something made me stop. And something pulled me back to that glass. I wouldn't go any further. Something was holding me back, this time holding me back and say, go get that piece of glass and put it in the side of the road so nobody gets hurt. I did it. About 20 years later, I remembered that. It says, if you would have done the opposite to that and walked on, you would never have seen all the little things you did that brought you closer to me. See? Yeah. We'll take a break.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Okay. So I have learned from little things that little things make up the big things. And not just the little things that are just little for their own sake, but little inclinations of your intuition, that you need to be obedient to it and recognize that it is a motivation, a light from within, that changes your future. And that changing of your future is what is referred to by Jesus as becoming perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. So in other words, your perfection is made up of an assemblage, a totality of all the little things you do that doesn't sound like much. to like holding a lady's hand and helping her crossing this old lady across the street. I mean, that is just one thing. It's not a big deal. And you never feel important when you do it. You don't even know that you're kind. You don't expect something back for what you do. It is, how else would you do it, sort of thing. It's always, how else would I do it? I see it, I do it, but I have to have the intuitiveness to see it. Otherwise, I'm being directed with another force from the opposite side. There's an external force that programs me like if it was my own idea, and it's not. And that's the conflict. You're listening to the forces around you, and not the force, the counterforce within you, to make you perfect every minute.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
What makes you separate from all other countries, from all other systems, is that the model of your life is centered in your Christian religion. But the trouble with the Christian religion, there's nothing wrong with the Christian religion, there's something wrong with you and your teachers. Because Jesus made it very clear that you could become perfect, as your becoming means, I've said it before, it means one step at a time. So you have two masters. Your destiny depends upon which master you trust. There's what pulls on you and causes you to doubt and be upset. And from the very day you first get upset from a parent like myself, with Alan, see? A little mistake. With a sailing gift, the sailing gear gift that, you know, to sew up the sails in case. And I said, you don't have to give me that, Helen. You see? You know, you just keep that money and make it grow. Invest. Build things. Which he did. Before you knew it, the little devil was dealing in $100 bills and buying turquoise stuff in the fad. And he was selling them outside our thrift store. You see, so it's nice to see him dealing with dealers coming to see him with $100 bills when he was 12 years old. But anyway, he got it, but he became selfish. And he just realized this later when he was talking to you on the Sunday morning conversations, which won't be on the air this evening. I'll be on there instead. Because he's just sitting in for me for a couple of days. But I enjoyed what he said, but the point is, it affected him for the rest of his life. And it wasn't Roy Masters meaning to do that. I hadn't matured yet. So in my lack of maturity, I was messing with my kid. And I thought I was doing the right thing. Wasn't. I realized it quietly, but that's why I never forgot it. But it also altered the course of his life. That's little things. And little things become big things, and other people can intervene into that process. So if I can do it, somebody else can also do it to encourage him in that. And then Bolden, well, he's what an interesting fellow. He becomes very famous in his own business, sort of notorious in a sense, because he's being respectful. People are respecting his ability to do these things for himself, but he's doing it for himself. And pretty soon he had anxiety. And he felt himself possessed. He never said that this time. He said it before. He mentioned a story where he says, without me knowing him, he told me a story. He said, I felt so anxiety, but you never showed it. So he's standing outside clinic, and the psychiatrist seems to be there. So he said, I'll go in and see what happened. And he goes in to see the psychiatrist. And I forget how it goes exactly. He said, but close your eyes and sit there on the couch and tell me what you see. He said, I see a rat. He says, that rat's me. He said, every time I try to look at the rat turns its head the other way. Then he realized he was possessed by something. That's right. And it's all started with me. Me saying to him, Alan, don't give, you just keep your money. Thank you very much for the thought. So sweet. I should have let him give it to me, didn't I? And the same with, now I've learned my lesson with a 7-year-old kid. She's 9 years old now, I think 10. Gabby, she listens to my program. And she said, no, I started to tell you about that. If you hadn't been listening, I have to tell the story because everybody doesn't listen every day. So she said, Grandpa, I'm not Grandpa, but she calls me that. Is it all right for me to take to say no to my grandma? I know the grandma is really wicked, but how do you feel? Do you feel the pull? She says, I feel the pull. So that's temptation. Don't go there. I said, can you stand up and your mother, grandma gets angry? Because she can't own you. See, when you give in to that pull, somebody owns you. I explained that to this little kid and she understood it. She says, yes, Grandpa, I can do this. Can you be and not be angry at your grandma if she throws the toys in the dustbin, in the garbage, and then runs off cursing you? Can you stand there calm? She says, yes, Grandpa, I can do that. And guess what? She did it. Now, my daughter is in the entertainment business, and she does fairs, and she has lots of employees. And when she said no to Grandma, she got so angry, and she threw the toys in the garbage can and ran off, and she stayed there as calm as a cucumber. She practiced love. And she will call me every now and again about father. Her father doesn't always listen. But she's able to talk to her father with a manner that he ought to have, with an intuition and deep self that he should have. He said, but my father doesn't understand me. I said, don't get angry because he doesn't understand you. Just wait a little while and see if you can talk to him again. See? Father doesn't understand. She is far advanced at 9 or 10 years old than he is. And he raises his voice to her and it doesn't disturb her. And he feels guilty and he wants to make up to it. And there's the pull again. And she knows not to be pulled in. She says, just thank you, Dad, appreciate it. But you don't understand me. She talks to her dad that way. And Dad can't, doesn't do anything. He just knows what to do. Maybe he'll wake up one day. But the mother's encouraging that. Kind of neat. So just, would you go to FHU.com and get to the antidoteforall.com? And maybe you want to get what's the other one? No, the Cure Stress device. We only got about 400 left. Cure Stress is a great present. All right, we have another present for you. Okay, the Kiboris is a ancient Bible. It's only got bits and pieces of John, but it is translated from the Aramaic of a Bible that was discovered in 300, and it went into the many years back. It went to the it went into the Library of Congress and disappeared, but we got 10,000 copies of it that I hardcover copies with a magnet. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you very much for supporting my program, and ask for that present